used to stack it, you know, pile it in a pile. But now they all time had these balers. They just made it in square bales, you know, about that long, about that big square. And they allow them all over the field and just haul them and put them in there.
So they don't bother to stack it anymore?
No, they put them in the sheet.
When they used to stack it, was there a term they used for big stacks and a term for little stacks?
No, I don't think so.
They were all just stacks. Did you ever see a hay rack?
Oh, I've had hay racks.
Have you?
Yeah, you make them, you know, and put your post up and put some poles, cross them like that, and put your hay in there. And the cow reaching through them tracks.
You kept it out in the field?
Yeah, you put that out in the field. I've had them where since I used to bale hay and throw that bales in them.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah. Just cut them bales right over in there and cut the string on the cow leaves and don't waste so much of it.
I did a hay rack, really, the purpose of that is for feeding.
Yeah, feeding hay.
All right, good. Have you ever heard of a hay barrack?
No.
That doesn't, in this part of the country, that doesn't. All right, have you ever heard of a hay cock?
Does that
mean anything?
A top?
Cock. Hay cock. All right. And the place for hay in a barn is the?
I've been in laws, usually.
A shelter that you might have for cows that, other than the barn, the big barn. Did you ever have anything other than that?
No, nothing but just a shed for them to get under.
And that'd be just a shelter?
Yeah, just a shelter, not where it wouldn't be walled up all the way around, walled on the north side, you know.
I see. Is there a place in the barn proper where you milk your cows that you'd call?
Yeah, you live. When I used to milk cows. I had a plate and a stool and a trough to feed
it. Was it called something?
No, I just called a stall, a milking stall.
Okay, fine. What about your hogs? Did you have any?
I used to have. Lots of hogs. We raised great big old hogs, you know, and kill them and salt them down. Make up cans of lard, you know.
What's the enclosure where you keep hogs? What do you call that?
Well, we just call it a hog lot.
Hog lot?
That's what we call that right out there right now, where them pecan trees are. We call it, if I tell no man, you seen anything out there and I see a cow in the hog lot? That's
a great hog. Well, now, is a lot the, can it be anything, or is it always the part around the barn, or?
No, just all from the barn. A lot of times, if you want to put hogs in, that's kind of separate from it, you know. But a lot of folks will have a lot around the barn.
Well, then you could call any fenced area a lot.
Yeah, not if it wasn't too big to be a parachute.
Well, then you could call any fenced area a lot.
Yeah, not if it wasn't too big, get to be a pasture, right?
I see. Well, now, do you graze in a lot?
Yeah.
Or in a pasture?
Yeah, either one.
Either one. How big can a lot get to be before
it's
a pasture?
Oh, I wouldn't think a couple acres would be a big lot.
A couple of acres would be a big lot.
Uh-huh.
Okay, fine. A place on the farm where you would store milk and butter.
Well,